Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to Hump Day. Oh, thank you. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon, One Republic, James Arthur, and Fitz and the Tantrums are going to be at Shoreline on the 26th of this month and in Concord on the 27th of this month. And we have tickets to those shows every hour from 9 to 5. So your next chance, about an hour from now. We'll be looking for caller number 97. If that sounds like something you'd like to go to, make sure you're here to win those tickets. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Speaking of Amazon, did you see that? Did you see the thing about instant pickup?
What now?
You know how they're talking about doing these brick-and-mortar stores where you walk in and you just use your account? They're talking about something now where there'll be pickup locations all over the place, and then you order something online and you just walk over to like your local little pickup and you go pick it up. Like you can have it 2 minutes later.
Oh, well, they already have those pickup locations. I told you about the one in front of the Safeway.
Yeah. No, not like a drop off, right? Not the locker. This is like that's where that stuff gets delivered, I guess.
Right.
But this is like you can instantly 2 minutes later walk over and get this thing from like a location. I don't know if they're mini warehouses or stores or whatever. I don't know. I was reading something about it this morning. Thank God. They're just taking over the world.
Oh, it's just for basic supplies.
Like what? Yeah, toilet paper was the thing that they specifically...
Yeah, like toilet paper, snacks and stuff like that. You can order it and pick it up within 2 minutes from a nearby pickup locker.
Oh, it is a locker.
That's what I see here in this article, yes. Instant pickup.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they've got those things there. Hmm. All right. So the families of the 22 people who were killed in the bombing in Manchester, England, are each getting $324,000 from the We Love Manchester Emergency Fund. It's raised $23 million since the bombing outside the Ariana Grande concert back in May. Ariana herself helped raise a lot of the money for the fund by returning to host the One Love Manchester benefit concert. Justin Bieber was there, Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, and a whole bunch of others. She also put out two singles, a re-release of One Last Time and a new version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And all the proceeds went to the fund. The fund has $23 million in it, and 22 times 324,000 only comes to about $7 million. So I don't know what their plans are for the rest of the fund.
Yeah.
But each family is right now getting over $300,000.
Okay.
So that's good news for those families, who I'm sure could use some good news. Deadpool is going to resume production today, Wednesday? Yeah, today. 2 days after a stunt woman was killed during an accident on the set of the movie. Joy Harris died while filming a motorcycle stunt. She's credited as the first African-American female professional road racer, and this was the first time she performed in a movie as a stunt woman. They immediately halted the production, but the work is going to pick back up today.
All right.
48 hours later. We've been talking so much about streaming, and it's become such a part of our lives, how we get our television shows and our entertainment. Apple is... They already have some stuff. They have... They have the spinoff for the James Corden Carpool Karaoke.
Go back a second. So yep. Apple's about to start doing TV shows, correct?
They are. They okay. have set aside a $1 billion budget for original TV shows. They have hired Zach Van Amberg and Jamie Ehrlich, longtime presidents at Sony Pictures Television. They were hired back in June. They're behind The Blacklist, The Goldbergs, Breaking Bad. And they are being asked to build a slate of world-class content for Apple. They say, though, that Apple's $1 billion budget is nothing compared to what Netflix Netflix will spend $7 billion on content next year.
Wait a minute. Netflix spends more on content than Apple will spend?
That is, well, yes. I mean, to begin with, I'm sure that Apple will probably see. I mean, isn't Apple worth $270 billion?
Yeah, they have the most cash of any company out there.
So in the end, they may wind up spending more, but right now they've set $1 billion budget for original TV shows and movies.
But Netflix has a $7 billion budget?
Up from $6 billion in 2016. Analysts say that Amazon's spending...
Where are they spending all that money? Stranger Things, they didn't do it on those costumes.
They have a lot
of... Have you seen those wigs?
I know. I wonder if they buy series outright, like if someone, you know, puts a pilot together and then they say, you know, they're just like a network. Yeah, go ahead, make it. Here's the money to make it. And I'm sure it costs them money to license shows that are already, that you can stream there, and movies that are on there, and then they've got a lot of original programming.
Well, I've expected Apple to jump into this game, and I can't believe they're not in the record business too. I don't know why all of these companies haven't said, you know what, why don't we just start funding these artists' records and getting this stuff done, and they'll be on our label, Amazon or Apple, right, or Google.
They did Planet of the Apps this summer. Apple did already. And so most of the stuff that it's been part of Apple Music. So these are videos, I guess, that you can. I'm a member of Apple Music, but I really don't know how to use it.
You don't?
I hand it to my kid and go, he said, oh, you got to get this, blah, blah, blah. And so I got it and he just uses it, which is great.
All right.
But anyway, so neither of those impressed critics, apparently, the Planet of the Apps and the Carpool Karaoke. But now they're saying, that they're looking to have their own streaming service with its own original content. HBO even spends more than $1 billion. HBO spends about $2 billion a year on content. Amazon's programming for Prime Video, $4.5 billion in 2017. So they're all excited about it. And there you go. There's yet another thing that you'll maybe find yourself paying for. But we were talking about it yesterday that's... kind of the wave of the future.
Well, people, yeah,
going,
you
for the
create your
stuff
own content, and then you bring people in, and
right,
all of that business is because of you, mm-hmm, and your stuff.
Have you watched the Mr. Mercedes?
I haven't yet.
I watched it last night with John. There's only one episode out so far. Mr. Mercedes was, it's the first in a series of three books by Stephen King, and they're about this Detective Hodges who retires.
What channel is it on?
Audience.
Yeah.
I found it, and we watched the first one. And it's good. They've changed the story somewhat, and Hodges is like this old Irish guy, so it's not exactly who I pictured.
I have a picture of Hodges in my head, and the Hodges in my head is an actor. I've never bothered to try and go find the actor that I'm thinking of, but I have.
I always thought of him as like Carl Malden or something. But this guy is, he's got almost like, his hair is white, but it's like threaded with like orangey yellow.
Yeah.
And he's a big dude, which makes sense. And he looks like he's retirement age, but he has a full-on Irish brogue. Or Irish, I don't know if it's called a brogue, the accent. And there's this weird lady who lived next door who's trying to bang him. Was that in the book? I don't remember that. She's showing him naked pictures of herself on her phone.
No, I do not remember that.
Jerome, who is a totally central character, I pictured him as being way more taller. And it's just this little short kid who did get into Harvard and does work on his computer and stuff. But it's just, I don't know. I don't like it. I did like it. I thought it was... I just feel like I guess I have to accept that it's going to be very different from the book. The guy they picked for Brady's perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, just as
the
I was
mother
saying,
is disgusting.
As I was saying yesterday, I just restarted reading it, and I remember loving the book, and clearly I don't remember the book at all. Like, the farther along I get in this book, I just realize I don't remember this book at all.
Well, I guess that's good, right? So now it's like reading it for the first time.
But to your point, as you're saying, I don't remember the neighbor. Books, as great as they are, if you read a lot,
the details from one fuzz in with another.
You can definitely reread books.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I have found that out recently.
Uh-huh.
Who knew? So anyway, that's on. I think there's only one episode out so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the one we watched. And if you know, if you like the book, even if you did, you know, it's decent. I thought it was well acted. More or less, it was pretty good. Uzi handed me this thing. Here's some shows that are debuting tonight.
Oh, right.
This is, I mean, this is indicative of...
Even I was all, what?
I know. She actually wrote WTF and really next to these two things. There's a series premiere of a show called Growing Up Supermodel. This is on Lifetime. I guess it's tonight at 10. It's a new reality show where a group of sexy young models try to live up to the careers of their famous parents. Ricky Schroeder's daughters, Cambry and Faith Schroeder. Alyssa LeBrock, the daughter of Kelly LeBrock and Steven Seagal. Mm-hmm. And Atiana De La Hoya, daughter of Shauna Mochler and Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh.
So it's just another reality. They find an angle.
On Lifetime.
They try to make it happen.
Yeah.
And then on MTV, the series premiere of MTV Undressed. This is at 11 p.m. tonight. It's a dating experiment where two strangers have to undress each other before answering each other's questions and performing simple challenges to see if they're compatible. But you do the show naked, I guess. I feel like we talked about this one a couple months
Did
ago.
We? I don't recall.
You talked about a show that I finally got. The missus watched it and then came to me and said, you're not going to believe the show I watched. It's the one, it's a social experiment where these people are put together by, I think they're therapists, but they never meet. And they, the first thing they do is marry.
Oh, married and...
Oh, you did tell us about
this is what I think that's what you're thinking of. But it's these people...
Someone tell me what it is.
Submit themselves to this, so it's they're not pulled from out of nowhere. They've obviously said they're willing to do it.
So it's like the ultimate blind date. This therapist tries to be a matchmaker and has these
and
two
it's
people.
More than one guy. I mean, it's a group of people, and they look at everything in their lives, and they try to actually put
Married at First Sight.
Yeah,
they see each other when they get married.
Didn't you say you watched that?
Yeah,
okay,
I watched that. I forgot what channel it's on, TLC or something like that.
You like it?
Yeah. Sure. I think.
Does it ever work out?
Two couples are still together.
Oh, and they're married. They get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord.
It's.
Wouldn't you just walk down, take one look and go, no.
How does it go? So I think they get married and then they've got a certain amount of time.
That they have to spend together.
Stay together.
Yeah.
And then they can decide like it's agreed upon, there'll be a review period and they'll decide to stay together. And that's what she means by the two have said, yeah, no, we'll stay together.
Yeah.
And others have said, no.
A lot of people are watching it, Married at First Sight. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, I don't
know
that
it's something to do. I've also been watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, what does that mean?
Where the one I'm watching right now, they got together. The person's from another country. And somehow they met, probably online, and they come to America. They decide if they're going to, they get fianced, whatever. Yeah. They decide if they're going to get married. Some of them are tragically horrible.
Marrying
for a green card, obviously.
Oh, right.
Others are still together. Some are desperately in love.
Hmm.
It's weird, but it's TV. I don't know if any of it is actually real.
What's the name of that one?
90 Day Fiancé. Hmm.
Well, the one that I'm talking about, I was hearing about the stories at breakfast, and it sounded riveting.
Mm.
And then, unfortunately, when she put it on, there was a wedding.
Oh, and I'm like, God. Right
you don't
want to
watch
bat.
A wedding.
I don't want to watch this. What is this? So I didn't make it any farther. Oh. I went, there's a wedding. I'm done.
Can she skip forward?
No, I just walked away. They got up and left. I got better.
What kind
to
of
do.
Vows can two complete strangers possibly exchange?
Whatever the
they exchanged. The one I saw, it was a rainy day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they stood there in front of each other and said, I promise to try and do these things with and for you. And I just went, out of here. I don't. What I really wanted to see is that negotiation of early days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's intense.
Let's see, 510, Married at First Sight, people selected by a team of doctors and psychologists. There's another one that is the parents pick out.
Oh.
Your fiancé. And most of it is culturally based.
I was going to say, that actually happens.
Right.
Yeah.
HBO's Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage, who plays Tyrion Lannister, has teamed up with PETA to ask Game of Thrones fans to stop buying Huskies. because they resemble dire wolves.
Oh.
This story has actually been kind of circulating around for a while. This is the first I've seen Peter Dinklage attached to it, but Peter says it's a real problem right now. People are buying huskies, having, you know, just on a whim. Mm-hmm. They say this happened with like 101 Dalmatians, and anytime there's a story,
or like Chihuahua movie,
right?
Yeah. And Finding Nemo with the clownfish,
right?
As well.
Right. Yeah. People go, I gotta have that, and then the animals wind up in shelters or abused, and because people didn't really think through what a commitment it is to have a dog. So he's basically, you know, these dire wolves that are in Game of Thrones, they look like wolves. They look kind of like huskies. And so people are buying them. And they're basically, he's saying, please, please, if you're going to bring a dog into your family, make sure you're prepared for such a tremendous responsibility. And remember, always, always adopt from a shelter.
Amen.
So there you go.
Huskies are so beautiful.
They are beautiful. I agree. Lady Gaga has, I guess, run out of ways to duck the deposition. Dr. Luke actually wants to, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I guess she and Kesha have had text exchanges that he wants shown in a deposition. And I guess that she had released some, but they were pretty heavily redacted. And now she's going to have to turn them all over. She will, quote, appear for a deposition pursuant to Dr. Luke's subpoena in this action during the month of September. They figured it all out, and he had been accusing her of refusing to sit for deposition since March. He wants to grill her about a text message exchange she had with Kesha in 2013. He believes that Kesha dished to Lady Gaga about claims that he sexually assaulted her, and he's suing her for defamation. So Lady Gaga comes into this because she's apparently got some kind of text conversation.
That helps his case.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Yeah, his team is the one who's trying to get these texts on record. I almost got to this earlier. The whole Siamese twin thing. Today on this day, 188 years ago in 1829.
Oh, this is the picture I thought you were going to show. Is there a picture?
This is the two dudes that we've all seen. I think they're in like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes. Or,
it's the two that they're.
And it's an old photo, and it's kind of scary.
No, it's really old because that was 1829 when they first arrived in Boston, this day in 1829. So that's why it sort of, you know, gets on the radar today.
Okay.
So they were, now Siam is called Thailand, but at the time they were the original Siamese twins because they were from Siam. Chang and Eng were joined at the chest. They earned their living in the U.S. originally as an attraction in the Barnum and Bailey Circus. And then they became farmers. And then they married two sisters. And they had 10. One had 10 children and one had 12 children. Mm. So there they are attached. I mean, did they hang a sheet or did they just have... Yeah, there they are. That's exactly it. They died on January 17th, 1874 at the age of 62 within 3 hours of each other, which... Right. Makes sense. They were conjoined. And then they went on in this particular story to talk about other interesting Siamese conjoined
twins. It's such a weird
photo.
You know, if you look at the photo, they're looking away from each other.
Hold it up.
Almost like they're not like acknowledging that they're attached to someone. Look at his eyes.
They
are
both looking the opposite ways.
Going that way.
Maybe they've just learned to give each other privacy. I mean, you can't have 10 and 12 children and do all. I mean, think of all the business that has to get done as a human being, and now you got someone else. I mean, there has to be a seat next to the toilet. Oh, actually, there has to be a seat on both sides of the toilet
sure.
Because they both have to do their thing. So here's a few other oddly fascinating conjoined twin cases. Mirth Corbin, a woman from Claiborne, Texas, had a twin growing out from between her legs. She had 4 legs, 20 toes, and 2 reproductive systems.
Wait, what now? Can you draw that for me?
No.
Oh, all right. What's
she
her name?
Had two. Her name is Mirth Corbin, M-Y-R-T-H-E Corbin. She married in 1882. She had 4 legs and two lady areas right next to each other between the 4 legs.
Whoa!
And she had 5 children, 2 of which were born from one lady area, and two of which were born from the other lady area.
Oh, so do you have to sleep with the...
Yep. She had two places to sleep with her, and her husband took advantage of both and had three out of one and two out of the other.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
She's so fun.
And we just looked at a picture of her, and she has two little legs sticking out between her two regular-sized legs. It's crazy.
Which one is she? Is that both?
I think that's all her.
Yeah. Ah! She only has the down, the lower half of the other twin.
Well, no, what? The picture we showed you is her when she's young. She got grew up.
Boy, she
with
has.
The longer, they're fully formed long legs.
They
all
sure
four
are.
Of them.
That's
it doesn't
banana.
Look like
that
all four
bananas.
Can touch the ground at once, though.
No, it doesn't.
See that?
Yep.
So she has to sort of rock to get over to that
are
other...
Are two of them sort of toward the back? It looks like two of them are sort of toward the back. Like maybe the lady areas are one behind
she's
the other.
She's not even tripping. Look at her in a short skirt.
Oh, yeah. That's her thing.
She's got pantyhose and
What's
a short skirt.
What's the chick's name again?
Mirth. M-Y-R-T-H-E.
Why are we talking about these guys?
Because today it's a famous day.
Oh,
conjoined.
Okay.
Twin history.
What's her last name?
Here's another one. Corbin, C-O-R-B-I-N. Edward Mordrake had a second face on the back of his head that could laugh and cry.
What, did it have hair on it?
It just was a face.
I know, but wouldn't that...
I mean, I guess you could let your hair grow over it, but then, I mean, it could see. It couldn't eat or speak, but it could cry, and it could... apparently, it could laugh and smile, and the eyes would leak tears. Lalu was a Hindu who was born in 1874. He had a headless twin attached to his body at the neck. The twin had two arms, two legs, a functioning set of genitalia.
Ah!
The headless twin needed to relieve himself. It could get it aroused, but it was just kind of, you know, like the head was inside his own head, and it just was coming
But
out
he
inside.
Could feel both.
I guess so.
Areas.
Yes. Like he could two-handed, you know.
That's fun, too.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah, you really...
Oh. Pulled you a little.
Yeah, that's great.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Conjoined twin info, everybody. That Mirth chick is worth taking a look at. Crazy.
Yeah, she
is. I can't believe I never heard of her before. Like, that's crazy. Anyhow, what's coming up in the news?
Is it too small?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know yet.
No, it is. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're trying to Google the woman with four legs from the 1800s in Texas, her name's Myrtle, not Mirth. So Myrtle.
Whoops.
Well, it says Mirth three times in this story.
Well, what's funny is I looked up Mirth and they showed these little dolls, these Siamese twin dolls.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. But I did look up Myrtle Corbin.
Yeah, Myrtle Corbin if you're looking her up. M-Y-R-T-L-E.
She does look like a party, Vinny.
She does. She looks like she's having a ball, too.
Someone wrote, actually, we got a lot of texts on that one, but someone said, why would you ruin both of your woman areas with babies?
Oh, that's so funny.
And what? I went, oh, that makes perfect
Keep
sense.
One just for fun. Maybe he was using the one a lot, and then, you know, that one. Then he,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Should...
All right, guys, this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. I want to remind you that Bryn and I are participating in the SF Stair Climb on September 9th at 555 California Street. And all of the funds raised for this help police officers, firefighters, and paramedics suffering from post-traumatic stress. So if you go to RadioAlice.com, you will see a picture of me and Bryn. And we're trying to raise $2,000. At this moment, we're at $1,100.
Oh, we're stalled out at $1,100. Come on, Alice listeners.
We're in third place overall. And if you can't run the 1,197 stairs, you can contribute. And by contributing, it's like you're doing a virtual climb.
Oh,
so go to RadioAlice.com. I also posted a direct link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Just look for the picture of me and Bryn. Click on the donate now.
It's great that you guys are doing this. It's a lot of effort. So if you got a dollar, $5, whatever you got.
And Hooman's going to lose his back for 6 months when this is
right.
over.
Right.
So.
He's making a huge sacrifice to do this.
My pleasure.
You're amazing. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. I was just reading. I didn't even get to finish it, but the latest, you know, that female name that you say to get that thing, the little hockey puck thing in your house to do it stuff for
yes,
you?
Yes, sure.
The thing.
The A name.
Right.
And if we say it, everyone's...
The Amazon speaker.
Right.
So as an Apple you have Apple.
I mean, do.
You have it all. You have Macs. You've used Macs for years. You've got an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Have you considered switching out the Amazon...
speaker system.
For the iHome?
I haven't bothered. I mean, honestly, I barely use that thing as it is. I make it play me music and hook it up to my Bluetooth. It does everything I need it to do. I set timers with it.
Right.
You know, that's it. I don't need the whole. I don't need the.
So
Apple
you're not
going
to do an.
Why would I spend money when I've already got this one?
Right.
You know, and actually, when I run out of stuff at my house that I bought on Amazon, I tell it to buy me more. Like.
It's incredibly.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly good.
Yep.
I mean, I only tell it to turn off the Troll soundtrack and put on Slayer when I'm doing the dishes.
Yeah,
I do. It does. I hear it doing a lot of things that I. Timers to be one of them.
Timer's the best one.
While from I can hear from the kitchen. What's your name? 15 minutes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
or whatever.
And then she said, "You can even say how much time is left." She goes, "You have one timer." You know, whatever. She tells you the whole thing. It's they're definitely a convenient thing, but I don't if I used it constantly and there was some incredible benefit to going moving over to the Apple one, I probably would, but I'm using it for everything. It's doing everything I need it to do.
Well, and there it is.
They were the first to
market. Unfortunately, yeah. Well, first to market with one that works.
Right.
That's what you if it didn't work.
Then
You'd
I
be
would
glad
be
to
looking
jump
around
off.
For something else, exactly.
Anyway, let me get to this story about engagement rings.
Okay.
You had one.
Sure. I have one.
Well,
I just never wear it.
Right. When it was offered to you
mm-hmm.
as a token of his love and
yes.
A show of commitment and hope that you would spend the rest of your life with him, did you think, well, that's pretty small?
Yes.
That's kind of bogus.
No, I didn't think it was bogus, but I was like, ooh, that's a small one. We were so young, though. We had no money.
Sure.
And he just, you know, he scraped together what he could. And I still think he spent like $900 on it, which for us back then, that was 2 months' rent. We were like, oh, my God.
Engagement rings in general are one of the most beloved pieces of jewelry many women own. A woman recently went online to share her opposite feelings for the sparkler her fiancé gave her. She's newly engaged and went on a website to complain that her husband-to-be didn't spend enough money on a ring. His salary is nearing a six-figure sum, and he's usually very generous. But this ring is only worth $1,671 after seeing the receipt.
Oh.
It's a lot less than I'd have imagined he would have spent on such a significant piece of jewelry.
Well, then say no and give him back the ring if you're going to be such a bitch about it. God.
That, what you just said, is the reaction most people have. So here she goes online, I assume trolling for support. Back me up, girls! This ring sucks! And everyone turned around and said, no, you suck.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
You suck.
You're no good.
You either want to marry... That's a token. I mean, honestly, I think, you know, that's the diamond business at work right there, that you got to spend 2 months' salary or that it has to
right.
be this big or that. I mean, honestly, it's a token of his love for you and his commitment to you. And if you're going to base your... Oh, that's just... That's gross. Like, that's a terrible mistake to have gone online and done that. You're right, Vinny. It's not too small.
She added that while she was so happy to accept when he got down on one knee, she saw the ring and in her head... Boy, that's small. Just like you.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I certainly didn't go online bitching about it. I was super psyched that he'd proposed.
There was no online back then.
That's true, there wasn't.
She says, it's not just the diamond. It's the whole thing. The color of gold, the setting, the small stone, the chunky shoulders. Wow. Rings have shoulders?
I guess side diamonds and stuff. Is that what the shoulders
are? Well, this doesn't have any
of
those.
Before.
Can I see it?
I don't
it doesn't have any, and that's what she's bitching about?
Let me see.
Is there a picture?
Relatively chunky shoulders. No, there's not a picture of the actual ring.
Is it the thing that supports the actual diamond?
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't have any either.
Oh, you mean maybe it's the prongs?
Maybe, right. And the actual, the way they come up off the ring, like, is that the shoulder? I don't know.
Well, I've looked at rings before.
Have you?
I have. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how someone would be frustrated and say, just give me that. I'm out of here.
Right.
So the shoulder of the engagement ring marks the point between the shank or band of the ring and the setting which holds the stone. You get it?
Yes. So it's the part that rises up to the diamond.
Rise
oh.
up.
Oh.
And what did she say about the shoulder?
It's too chunky.
It's too chunky?
Look, if you don't like the ring,
what should you do?
I think that's a private conversation that you have where you say, I obviously love you and this gesture is amazing. I'm not in love with the ring and this is the ring I'm going to be wearing, you know, hopefully for the rest of my life, darling. Can we go to a jeweler and get it reset or, you know, I just think there's much more tactful ways to say this isn't the diamond I was hoping for.
Well,
I guess.
Let's ask someone on the show who had that happen.
Go ahead, Bryn.
Sorry, I was reading a text.
You had to get your ring designed.
Well,
a
you know what?
Times.
I got a really
redesigned,
super standard ring. I just, you know, got a pretty decent.
Let's hear about it.
So you went and picked out a decent diamond, put it in a simple setting.
Yeah, exactly. The simplest you can get because I knew that she's like a designer of sorts and she's going to want her own. So I told my guy that she's probably going to come back.
Your guy. You have a diamond guy?
Well, he's got a friend in the diamond
everyone.
Business.
The guy, is it Tom Shane?
Yeah, so...
why won't you ring?
Was it? Yeah, she went back and did what she wanted to do with it.
So
it
so the diamond stayed. You got her the diamond, and she got that reset.
She actually went up.
Nice...
Yeah, she went up.
Yeah.
She
went up in size.
Oh, so she didn't keep the diamond you proposed with.
No, and I was fine with it. Sure. You know, it was really about the commitment that we're... Have and
it was the show for the video and the big deal of the proposal, right?
Did she not take any pictures with that ugly ass ring that you gave her to begin with?
We took many pictures with the ring. And
so you have pictures, you have a record of the ugly ass ring, but she went back and got one that
was... It wasn't ugly to me. I thought it was really simple, and I like simple. But and hers is super simple. She's got a different ring altogether.
How many times did she go back to redesign?
So it wasn't just me. It was her, too. She resized it and then redid it and then redid it.
Yep.
Good grief.
And also, like, the size of her ring just wasn't right. You know, I couldn't figure out what size it was. And she has knuckles that you got to get past. And
right.
It was a whole thing.
You know what's really fascinating that I'm surprised by is that whole, they've got rings made... And then they size them. How in the hell can you make a ring smaller and still make it look?
They have it down, man.
Right. They have it down. Yeah. But can you answer the question?
They must take out a portion of it, heat up the metal, and
they
and
heat the metal.
That's what I would think.
And put it back in some kind of a
clencher.
A clencher.
It smushes it I don't know.
It smushes it together.
Yeah, some blacksmith takes it and lays it out, bangs on it with a hammer.
They're
I don't
banging
know.
On it.
I don't know. I really, truly,
it's pretty
right.
amazing.
It's
idea.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
How do you take a 6 and make it a 4.5 mm-hmm. and not make it look janky?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or did you pull a switcheroo on me?
No.
Is this the same diamond, or did you
teased.
Just?
You can know your diamond because it has inclusions in it, and you can. They'll usually map those out for you, and you look in, you can see. Oh, there's a little bit of carbon there.
Here's some janky stuff in your ring. That's how you'll know.
I guess.
Anyway,
you know
this lady caught
cut.
Nothing but crap.
Yeah, as well she should have. That is a...
I'd have been delighted. Talk about being ungrateful, one person said.
That's a bitch move.
Yeah, tough one.
I'd be super bummed if I was her fiance. Like, wow, you just took our ring public.
650, this is good. 650 says, I convinced my fiance to give me an engagement watch, and I gave her a ring. Hashtag feminism.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
an engagement watch is very nice.
Have to wear,
I actually think that's pretty cool.
He doesn't have to wear a ring.
Yep. Well, he'll probably wear a wedding band.
That's
but...
an engagement ring. Yeah. Or
but she gets
and
something
watch.
And
yeah.
he gets something.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
but
that.
He still has to wear the ring?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's just
the
a simple
ring.
Wedding band. I mean,
Vincent.
That's not. That's to show the other chicks that you're taking,
right.
Vinny.
But you can hardly breathe with one of those things on.
Oh, for God's
sake.
Oh,
you'll breathe. Oh, you know what? You're not going to breathe as if you don't wear that.
Right. Then you'll have to worry about breathing.
Yeah.
9 of the most dangerous foods in the world.
Okay. Is the hot dog on there?
Number one.
Oh, darn it. I'm sorry, but that's the one, man. They say there's nothing more perfectly fitted to a child's windpipe than a hot dog.
Especially for children. In the United States, they're the number one choking hazard for kids under 3 years old.
Okay, I have another one.
Oh, darn it. All right, go.
Grapes.
No.
Oh. I thought right away oysters.
Oh, why?
Shellfish, especially raw oysters. Yeah. You can get food poisoning. And they can also be deadly if you don't realize you have a shellfish allergy.
Oh.
Raw alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, I love those.
They're the perfect environment. You like know what? They're not as... People overdo it. A little bit on a sandwich with some lettuce is okay, but when you get like half a bush on there...
Mm-hmm. I like this. I like
you
them.
You do?
I do. I haven't had them in a long time.
Too. I'm with you. I won't even get them anymore.
It seems like they had their day, and now they're not as readily available.
Yeah, because they give people E. coli.
Yeah, I love them.
The perfect environment for things like E. coli and salmonella. Over the past 20 years, they've been linked to about 30 serious foodborne illness outbreaks. Wow. Raw alfalfa.
I like it.
Fugu.
What's fugu?
Blowfish.
Oh.
I thought one of you sushi heads was going to go, oh, I
Who
love that.
Fugu?
I've never heard of it. I mean, I get the pretty standard stuff.
Me too.
When
I'm super
undaring. What about Brent?
He'll
eat anything.
Yeah, Brent.
Yeah, I've eaten blowfish before, but...
Do you guys like
I've
eel?
I've never heard fugu.
I hate eel.
I love eel.
I was just reading in one of the guitar magazines, there's a dude who played guitar in a famous American band who's gone over to Japan, uh-huh. and he's become famous there. Like, oh. he's the big deal. But he was talking about how eel is the best. And as I was reading this, I'm thinking, I don't remember liking eel. I don't know what he's talking about.
I've tried eel a few times because, you know, when you try all the different stuff at sushi places, and I don't like the flavor of it.
You love it?
You're into
like it,
huh?
I like it a lot.
You do?
I do. But I love everything, though.
Is it a certain... It does have a distinct flavor, though.
It does, and it's mainly texture, I think, that people don't like.
What's the texture?
It's
not like fish? It's a little
not
gushier
like,
than that?
It's a lot more gushier than that.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It kind of melts in your mouth.
What? Oh, no, a dangerous food?
So fugu is a type of blowfish. It has to be prepared exactly right because there's enough poison in one fish to kill 30 people. That's why it's been banned here in the United States. Fugu. Raw baby octopus from Korean restaurants. It's supposed to be served while it's still squirming. And you choke to death because the suction cups latch onto the inside of your throat.
Wow.
Six people die a year from raw baby octopus.
I would never put something moving in my mouth.
You wouldn't?
Nope. Would you?
No, but Bryn would. Tell us about it, Bryn.
I haven't tried that yet.
You've never put anything live in your mouth. I find that very hard to believe.
Well, not anything moving. You know, I've eaten raw stuff, but nothing moving.
Was it alive?
No, it's just raw.
Yeah. I mean,
oysters
alive when... You crack them open?
Actually, they are alive.
Yeah, but they're not moving.
They're not moving.
Yeah, they seem pretty, yeah.
So that's why is he so mad at you?
Yeah.
I know. Why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad.
Was it the proposal? Is he mad about that? Did it bring up hurt feelings?
Yeah, bad memories.
That woman.
Did you miss one of the dates this week?
No, we had no dates this week.
No?
Was he trying to get in the pictures that day? And you're like, dude, get out of here. What are you doing?
Take a picture. Who? Hold this. Hold my camera.
We're almost out of time. What else is on the list?
We are?
Yeah.
Uncooked kidney beans.
Oh.
There's a specific... Oh, that's the stuff! Oh!
Boy, that has long,
video.
Long
It's too much! It's
legs.
Too much! It's too much food at one time!
It's just too much.
Is this guy going to start to choke? Look at it! It's trying to climb out of his mouth!
Ah! Oh, it's gripping his cheeks, trying to pull itself out of his mouth. Oh, God, that's wrong.
We're done.
Okay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.